feeling no pain, feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey señorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Chesney song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Francine hitting southern Louisiana, making landfall near Morgan City as a Category 2 storm, but losing strength since. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
Flash flood emergency declared in New Orleans. Several surrounding parishes reported downed trees and power lines. In Jefferson Parish, officials warned the sewage system was being overwhelmed by flood water and could back up into homes.
Francine has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. Three big fires are burning in Southern California, the line, the bridge, and the airport fires, leading to evacuations in Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties. Boeing mechanics are poised to reject a new contract. They say it's not enough money. And happening this morning,
SpaceX's go for spacewalk operations. Report visors down.
The first ever civilian spacewalk outside a SpaceX capsule, more than 400 miles above Earth. This is ABC News. Pop star Justin Timberlake now expected back on Long Island later this week to strike a plea deal in his drunk driving case.
Sources telling ABC News Justin Timberlake will return Friday to the high-end Hamptons Village where he allegedly drove drunk so he can plead guilty to a lesser charge. The pop superstar is expected to plead guilty to a traffic infraction and pay a fine. Surveillance video taken in June shows Timberlake's gray BMW driving down a street in Sag Harbor shortly before his arrest. Police said he ran a stop sign and swerved out of his lane. The officer who pulled him over said when he found Timberlake, his eyes were bloodshot and glassy. He had slowed speech and was unsteady on his feet.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. New controversy over an old British tradition, those bearskin hats worn by the guards at Buckingham Palace. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals now says British government figures that each one costs about $2,600, up to 30% this year. Activists say one bear is to be killed for every one of the hats. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely Wisconsin voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Here's poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Governor Evers had to cancel plans to visit a northern Wisconsin high school Tuesday because of a threat. The superintendent in Hurley became concerned about a social media post and canceled school for the rest of the day. Local law enforcement looked into it and determined the threat was not serious. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermé, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Fifield Fire Hall, the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters are holding an exciting fire prevention and fire safety event for kids. You can bring the kids for a day of crafts, games, and insightful conversations with their dedicated fire department team. Lunch will be provided by the department, so come with an appetite, and don't miss this chance to have fun and learn with your family. The Friends of the Fifield Firefighters have a Facebook event that you can join to let them know that you will be attending. Again, this is this Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Fifield Fire Hall for a fire prevention and fire safety event with lunch provided. I'm Austin Bermé, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
Just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready, just as last week, you know.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost six of its past nine games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50. 98Q Country.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey. Job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the bootstrap boogie. Yeah, you told Osino, come on, baby, let's go. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie. Get down!
out. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night-on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill. Good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We could stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but you're looking lights out, turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last. Making it. kiss me like you kiss me, make it last forever. Cause you're the king size I wanna be on. Everything about you, baby's turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red. Slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last.
I'm Post Malone.
It just is great music.
98Q Country.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was I supposed to do?
it was Memphis. Good morning, 98Q Country, listening audience, 98.3 FM, and on the free Civic Media app. Good cool morning, though it feels a little warmer than the 52 degrees that I'm seeing reported from the weather.gov, National Weather Service. I don't know. I think they're a little pessimistic. It feels kind of nice out there, at least for 52 degrees. I don't take cold well, so maybe I'm just having a good day. I don't know. We'll dive into a little bit of weather throughout the day here, twice an hour, every hour during the morning show. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country Studios, covering for Joel today and for the remainder of the week. That means tomorrow. We did it yesterday, too. Had a great day on reality radio. That is done and gone. Don't live in the past. We'll move forward and look at what's going on today. And today, well, yesterday, really, so I just lied, but in a benevolent way, news update-wise. Hurricane Francine made landfall in Louisiana last night. I had an updated report here as of 6:55 Eastern, so just about a half hour ago. Over 350,000 power outages right now in the state of Louisiana. Airports in New Orleans and Houston are experiencing delays and cancellations, of course. One report of an injury involving a Louisiana state trooper. That's a report coming from the Weather Channel. I'm wondering if it's implying that that's the only injury that's happened so far, because that just can't be. Let's see here. Touchdown is a Category 2, 100-mile-an-hour winds yesterday, but was downgraded to Category 1 shortly after making landfall. Shelter-in-place order in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and evacuation notices all over the South. So the hurricane is the name of the game. What else is going on today? Looks like a lot of small random news bits. There's a tiger escaped at a zoo in Mexico. Another person found dead in the Grand Canyon, 16th this year. I kind of diverted from that one yesterday because it was a string, part of a string of very pessimistic news that I had printed out from our service. So I wanted to find something a little better, and we'll get some lighthearted stuff in today. But that said, what else do we got? House Speaker Mike Johnson canceled the vote for a stopgap funding bill. I'll dig in a little bit, give you some updates on what makes the most sense to us in our backyard here in the beautiful Northwoods. Speaking of, it's going to be a beautiful day today. High of 84, mostly sunny, basically like it was yesterday and should be again tomorrow before some small chances of showers over the weekend. I'll dive into some real news from the ABC News team, Civic Media News. Check in with me again in about 15 minutes. We'll see. Like I said, what makes more sense in the backyard? I've got some sports updates from throughout the week from local sports, Phillips Volleyball. I think I've got an update from Darren Patterson from Shawamigan Sports, some of which are happening today, too. So, yeah, it'll be a good time. Country music here and there, words from local sponsors. We'll do some radio stuff here on 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Francine hitting southern Louisiana, making landfall near Morgan City as a Category 2 storm, but losing strength since. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
Flash flood emergency declared in New Orleans. Several surrounding parishes reported downed trees and power lines. In Jefferson Parish, officials warned the sewage system was being overwhelmed by flood water and could back up into homes.
Francine has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. Three big fires are burning in Southern California, the line, the bridge, and the airport fires, leading to evacuations in Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties. Boeing mechanics are poised to reject a new contract. They say it's not enough money. And happening this morning,
SpaceX's go for spacewalk operations. Down.
The first ever civilian spacewalk outside a SpaceX capsule, more than 400 miles above Earth. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely Wisconsin voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Here's poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Governor Evers had to cancel plans to visit a northern Wisconsin high school Tuesday because of a threat. The superintendent in Hurley became concerned about a social media post and canceled school for the rest of the day. Local law enforcement looked into it and determined the threat was not serious. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. There are new life-saving emergency kits available for schools in Barron and Rusk counties. Marshfield Clinic Health System has announced the installation of 43 Nalox boxes across the region, with 32 of them located in Barron and Rusk counties. The boxes contain Narcan nasal spray, instructions on how to administer it, a CPR mask, and gloves. The kits were installed in schools across the area, like Rice Lake, Cameron, and more. When a box is opened, it will also trigger an alarm in the schools to alert staff to the situation. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
Just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready, just as last week, you know.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Feeling like fall this week, people putting on jackets, football starting, bear hunting, and geese flying overhead. Well, we're going to get into those early fall patterns, but now Mother Nature's throwing us a heat wave, and it's going to be in the 80s and worse over the next 5 days. So the fluctuation in temperature has been making it frustrating for fishermen. It's been very unpredictable with the fishing. The largemouth bass and the bluegill should be picking up with the warm weather. The largemouth, look for them in 8 to 12 feet of weeds. A variety of techniques will work. Creature baits have been productive, and topwater should be productive with the warm weather. It's been quite a week in terms of anglers on the lakes in the past few days due to the cooler temperatures and a lot of wind earlier in the week. Hope to get more anglers out fishing in the coming days so we can get some more reports. With Wisconsin bow deer season, fall turkey and grouse all opening this weekend, good luck to you guys going out hunting, and we do have a small amount of hunting supplies if you need to get something. This has been Dave for Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
98Q Country.
I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby.
A little sun left to burn in the blue sky, shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff, I stuff in the back seat. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Nothing but time tonight. Let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing but two-lane country on up ahead. Girl, you're so fine, I wouldn't mind if this is all we did. You got me high on kisses, you got me missing signs. Hard looking left when my world is on my right. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get sure enough, tangled up, laid back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing like a little you and me, low key. Right now I'm right where I wanna be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
How long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. 98Q Country.
I ride east every other Friday, but if I had it my way, my day would not be wasted on this drive. And I want so bad to hold you, some of those things I haven't told you. Your mom and me couldn't get along, so I drive. And I think about my life and wonder why that I slowly die inside. Every time I turn that truck around right at the Georgia line, and I count the days and the miles back home to you on that highway 20 ride. Day might come, you realize
that if you see through my eyes, there was no other way to work it out. And a part of you might hate me, but son, please don't mistake me for the man that didn't care at all. And I drive and I think about my life and wonder why that I slowly die inside. Every time I turn that truck around right at the Georgia line, and I count the days and the miles back home to you on that Highway 20 ride. You drive and the years go flying by, I hope you smile if I ever cross your mind. It was a pleasure of my life and I cherished every time. And my whole world, it begins and ends with you on that highway.
Highway 20 Ride, that's the Zach Brown Band here on 98Q Country. Good morning, good morning. We've gone from the total darkness when last I spoke to you 20 minutes or so ago to that kind of half light that means the day will continue whether we like it or not. It's the beautiful sunrise. Get up, get the stretch in, get the coffee rolling. If you're just getting home from work, thank you for putting the hard hours in overnight. I know that schedule can be a rough one. Feel free, turn me down a little bit. My voice tends to be a little bit brassy for people who are trying to sleep, I expect. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Greg Gunderson in the studio for Joel today and tomorrow. But Joel will be back ready to crack on Monday. Taking a look. Found some lighter-hearted news stories, things that some of them are more relevant, some of them less relevant, but some interesting things. First of all, I maintain 51 degrees, according to the National Weather Service, is not what it feels like outside. It actually felt more like 60 or even a touch higher than that. Maybe it's something about the humidity in the air, but a very friendly 51 degrees reported outside right now. Should get up as high as 84 today. We'll have a check of the weather before too long. Focus on the family in about 10 minutes. An Australian traveler forced to pay the cost for an airplane's fuel after unruly behavior forced the captain to turn around. They had to dump fuel and spin around. That cost $8,600 Australian in fuel costs, about $5,700 U.S., and an additional $9,000 fine, or $6,000 U.S., for his actions. So about 11 grand this person's behavior cost him. I try to do some digging. Even the most tabloid-esque online sources won't report what exactly this person did. The one headline called it a meltdown. So that's fair. Have a meltdown on a flight? 11 grand. I don't know what the math formula is to determine, but that feels about fair. If you're spinning around a whole aircraft with like 80 people on it, yeah, don't be surprised if they charge you a little bit for that one. Campbell's Soup Company planning to drop soup from its name. Just going to be the Campbell's Company. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, some things you can't really shake. It's like trying to say that Band-Aids aren't the name for bandage plasters or whatever they're actually called. Too bad. No, we're going to call them Band-Aids because it's easier. I think Campbell's soup is just those associations are burned in and they'll probably be passed down generationally. A couple of other weird news bites, but nothing going on in the area. Yesterday was No News is Good News Day, and not to say there's nothing going on in the area, but it means that nothing is floating to the surface amidst the dross of national and semi-national and tabloid-esque type headlines. That is a good sign. I'll do the digging. I'll find those local updates. I do have an update on local volleyball. What did I leave it? Oh, I left it on the printer. Hang on. I'm coming back. All right. I got it. All right. We got Phillips volleyball results from, I believe, Tuesday. Yeah, these came in early Wednesday morning. The Logger volleyball team opened conference play on the road by squaring off against their rival Prentice. The Bucks played scrappy defense and went on to a 3-0 sweep in the varsity match. 25-23, 25-23, 25-17. Logger JV team rallied to win 2-1. Varsity team will travel to Shell Lake Invite this Saturday, a couple days from now. And the next conference match, will be in Rib Lake on Tuesday, September 17th, of course, that being next Tuesday. Good luck in these upcoming contests. And what else did I have here? There was a change to the cross-country dismissal plan for the day today at the Shawamigan campus. The original plan was going to be a 2 o'clock dismissal from Class 215 bus departure. Looks like they took a closer look at the schedule, and they wanted a little bit more cushion, so the middle school will now leave at 1:10 from the North Campus, and the high school will leave at 1:30 after a 1:15 p.m. dismissal from class. So if you had that 2 p.m. time in your head, students who may be getting ready, thanks for tuning in to 98Q Country as you start your day. Good morning. You will be going a little bit earlier so you can make it to Cameron in time. Good luck to all local athletes. For the remainder of the week, I'm going to dive back into just a touch of country music, check in with you one more time in about 5 minutes before we fire off Focus on the Family. Right now, though, I don't think we need that. What we need is some Vince Gill. He's coming up next year with one more last chance, right here on 98Q Country WCQM.
You don't listen. new country.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Great station.
98Q Country.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be. A small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots, likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights, and I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm a rock star. She ain't gonna ever lose a small town boy like me. I'm a ride or die, baby. I'm a cool, I'm a crazy. I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl. Let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy.
Dustin Lynch, that small town boy here on 98Q Country on 98.3 FM and the free Civic Media app. If you're getting ready for your day and you're listening on the radio, take us on the go. When you leave the 98Q Country listening area, download the free Civic Media app. We will be using it to run a text to win contest starting next week. You could win $100 cash. Other prizes, it's the green and gold event. We'll be talking more about that later today. Let's see here. If I refresh, is it still lying to me about the weather outside? Yeah, it still says 51 degrees. That may be accurate, but it just doesn't quite feel that way. We've got Focus on the Family coming up next year on WCQM. Top of the hour news at 7.
I was watching a news program the other day when the host started talking about the breakdown of the family and its impact on the culture. He said the country is dividing into those who love their fathers and those who hate their fathers. What a powerful statement, and I think he's right. The data shows that problems like drugs, violence, and racial injustice can be traced directly to the breakdown of the family. According to the census, 1 in 4 children in the United States today has no father living at home. And that number has been rising for decades, and the consequences are unfolding before our eyes. Children without a dad at home are more likely to struggle in reading, spelling, and math. They're also more likely to to repeat a grade or to drop out of high school or college. Poor education keeps people stuck in a cycle of poverty. Fatherlessness is also creating millions of young men and women who feel bitter, angry, and betrayed. Left unchecked, those feelings can lead to destructive behavior. The first solution is to forgive your father for his failures. You don't have to excuse anything he's done, but you can find peace in your heart and not feel tethered to his mistakes. The second solution is for guys to rise up and be men. Have some integrity. Be present in the lives of your own children. The bottom line is this: our culture can only be as strong as its families, and a family can only be as strong as its father. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
98Q Country.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made.